This is DJ Kick, and you're listening to Steve Kelly Delivers, where you get a glass and a half of inspiring, influential, and interesting guests with every podcast. You can follow Steve Kelly Delivers on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Steve Kelly Delivers is listener-supported on Venmo.com.
Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of Steve Kelly Delivers. It is a podcast that brings you quality entertainment first class. If you go to my website, stevekellydelivers.com, from there you can access my Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram accounts. Steve Kelly Delivers is a podcast supported by listeners just like you. So if you like the content of what you are hearing and would like to support my show, I will tell you two ways in which you can do just that. First, subscribe to my show on iTunes, rate it, write a review, and don't forget to tell your friends. You can also friend me on Venmo, make a donation, and if you do that, I will give you a personal thank you during the intro portion of my next podcast. Now, let me deliver my awesome conversation to you as I introduce my wonderful guest, Alan McPeck. Alan, how is it going? Thank you very much for being on Steve Kelly Delivers.
It's going really, really great, and thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure to have you on my show. I really want to focus on The Divergent Mind. I mean, that's the podcast we're going to cover the most of. I know that you have a total of 3 podcasts, one which you just started the other day, and then another one. What I wanted to start with is let's go into your other 2 podcasts before we tap into The Divergent Mind, pun intended.
Okay. So the second podcast I started is called Good Pharma Manufacturing. So I work as a pharmaceutical manufacturer as my day job, and I'm a compounder. So I wanted to do something related to the field I currently work in, something that I can continuously learn more about my field, and I already had a podcast, so I figured why not start another podcast, and as I learn, I can put that message out to other people so they can learn also. So it's kind of a 2-part show. The first part of it is I pick a topic and I discuss the topic, and then the last part of the show is I go over what are called 483s, and these are, when the FDA inspects a facility, these are issues that they see. And it's called a 483, so they write them down and say these are the issues that we found in your facility, and then the facility has to respond to the FDA on how they're going to fix these issues, and then they fix them. So I read over the 483s for the last week, and just give my commentary on them, and that's about it. Eventually, I want to start doing some interviews with that show also, and so the third podcast I started is called Teddy Bear Stories, and it's just fairy tales and bedtime stories for kids. I find public domain books and fairy tales, and then I just read them, and that's that one. It's a very simple and easy thing to do, and so that's that. The Good Pharma Manufacturing, I do it weekly, one episode a week every Monday, and I put up 2 episodes so far, and then the Teddy Bear Stories, I also am planning on doing that weekly, and I posted my first episode last Monday.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And another question that I have, I know that we like touched into this when we met up at the podcast meetup group on Tuesday. 3 podcasts, and like, how do you juggle this? Like, how do you find the time with the full-time job in the mix?
So I really never really thought about that until you asked me about it, and my full-time job, I'm actually working like 50, 60 hours a week right now, and so with The Divergent Mind, I'd say daily podcast Monday through Friday, so 5 episodes a week, and normally what I do with that one is I wake up, you know, 3-4 o'clock in the morning before I go to work, and I normally record, edit, and publish an episode then.
Wow.
Sometimes when I come home from work at night, I will, record, edit, and schedule an episode then. But normally when I get home at night, I'm really, you know, tired, and also have two kids, and so, yeah. And then the other two, I mainly do that on Sundays, so.
Oh, cool. And I know another thing that a lot of my listeners may not know too much about you is, I don't know, you seem to be breaking out of your shell pretty good now, but you kind of consider yourself like kind of a shy person. There's no being shy in podcasting. Okay, that was my very poor Tom Hanks impression. But hey, Tom, yeah. I'm a big fan. If you're listening, I'd love to have you on my show.
That's good. So even 2 months ago, my entire life, so I have been a really shy person, and for me to walk up to a stranger and say hello, it never happened. It just didn't happen. And with my life, one thing I wanted to do was, I've always been a really shy person and had a very secluded inner self. So, and I wanted to break free of that. I wanted to be able to express myself and become the person I really am.
Oh, and podcasting is definitely the way to do that.
Oh, yes, it is. It is. And, you know, for me to talk to a stranger, it never happened. And with going to these podcast monthly meetings at the Florida Podcast Association and meeting with people and actually doing the podcast, I actually had someone the other day listen to all of my podcasts from the very first one I posted to the most recent one, and they told me you can tell a difference in your confidence and authority from the first one to the last one. And even myself, I feel like I'm becoming more confident, I'm becoming more outgoing, and I don't feel like I'm trapped in myself. I feel like I can go out and I can tackle anything in this world that I want to, and I can begin to talk to strangers and meet people, and it's great, and I'm loving it.
Oh, that is awesome. I mean, talk about expanding the mind. You were like exactly totally right. Reinventing yourself.
That's exactly right, yes. Yeah.
And I feel that I'm going through that too. Like the last couple of years of my life, I felt like I've been trying to reinvent myself, to grow. Because, you know, growing is like just all part of the human experience. We need to keep evolving in order to remain relevant.
Oh, you know? Yes. I completely agree. And for me, it really started about 2 years ago. I was going through a divorce, and then I just felt lost. It's like, wow, I don't know who I am. I don't know what I want to do. And it's like, so I started on a journey, and I started exploring different things and trying to get myself out there to gain different experiences to see what I like and what I want to do. And then podcasting came around. I've always wanted to do YouTube videos and never really thought about podcasting. And Chris Trementos, who you know also, is the one that introduced me to podcasting. And I thought about it and, you know, kept saying to myself, I'm going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to do it. And then never did it for, you know, several months. And then Chris was talking to me one day and said, just do it. Stop talking about it and do it. And I did it. I just got a microphone, plugged in my computer, and hit record. And now I'm loving it, and I enjoy it every single day. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, it's, you know, like working a full-time job, and, you know, it is kind of a hard thing to juggle. Just doing one podcast for me. But, you know, I'm getting into it. I am really enjoying it. I'm loving it. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, this is another thing that we talked about on Tuesday, because you're pretty much at the same point that I'm at. I love it, but, like, you and I would both like to see some monetization come from this somewhere along the line.
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely. I mean, if I could make podcasting my full-time job tomorrow, I would do it. And that's my end goal, is to be able to take my podcasting and make a living off of it so that I can take my message, especially my Divergent Mind message, and bring it out there to people. I want to go out there to events, and I want to speak to people, and I want to be able to influence people and change their lives and help them on the path to become a better person, to become a greater than they are now. That's my end goal, is to be able to help people become the person that they want to be and that they know they can be.
Yes. And you know what? You just went right into my next part of subject matter to cover. We're going to talk about the divergent mind. And one thing I wanted to get into was, how do you motivate people to break free from their limitations? Because we all have limitations that hold us back. We hesitate. You know, we don't take the plunge like you and I did with getting into podcasting. We just kind of did it. So how would the divergent mind help people to break free from their limitations?
It's up to each individual person to do what they need to do. But there's also, you can kind of help someone and nudge them along. But I do believe it's up to the individual to take that first step to just get out there and do it and get it done and do what you need to do. And I'm there to help them, give them the resources and the ideas of what they need to do to help them along that way. One thing that I do is, if you look back at your life, I look back at my life, and there's so many missed opportunities, so many things that I sit there and look at and be like, wow, I wish I would have taken that chance. And so with the podcasting, if there's a time that I'm not motivated and I don't want to get up and record early, or I don't want to sit there and edit, I think about where my life is now and where this all is going to be bringing my life in the future with podcasting and with my message I'm getting out there, how I can become a better person. And I think about, if I don't get up and I don't record this episode, I'm going to be in the same spot I am now a year from now.
Wow.
And I don't want that. I want to continuously grow as a person and become a better person. And most of my podcasts are now starting to lean towards just different ways that you can stop living in fear, stop looking at the past, stop living in the past, and move forward and take action. And I also have some episodes where I talk about different, you know, productivity techniques and different things that you can do throughout your life and daily activities that can help you become, you know, better organized, better learner, and different things like that. And a lot of these messages are things that I've learned from other people throughout my life and more recently. And I do research on a lot of topics, but a lot of times, for the most part, most of my episodes, I come up with an idea of what I want to talk about. I jot down a couple notes, and then I just hit record and start talking. It's hard to stay motivated. It's hard to get motivated initially. But it's even harder to stay motivated and stay the course and continue moving forward, because a lot of times it's slow moving and it takes time. But if you stick it out and you keep going and know that you will get there, you will reach your end goal, you can do it. It just, you have to have the patience and the courage and the daily motivation to get there.
Great. And so you just gave a perfect example for you yourself, how you would motivate to continue that, you know, for you, you've got to get up early in the morning. You've got to motivate yourself to record that podcast. You got to edit it. You got to get it out. So each person has to kind of find their own motivation.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I was just recently put an episode about that. And, you know, different things motivate each individual person. And one person, so my day job, I was just talking with someone there about, you know, the opportunities that my current job offers versus just monetary value. And I could go find a job tomorrow making probably a few dollars more an hour than I'm making now. But there's no growth there. There's no personal growth at some jobs. With the job I have now, with the leadership team that is in place there, I know that they're committed to not just the company, but to me, and to help me grow as a person and help me grow and become a better person. And that value in itself is worth more than any kind of money that anybody can offer. You know, and you know, some people who have kids, their kids are the one that motivates them. You know, they get up every morning and they go to work at a job that they hate because they know they need to do that to take care of their kids. And if they didn't have kids, they probably wouldn't go to that job that they hate. Now, I'm not saying that anyone should go to a job that they hate. You should constantly look for better opportunities if you do not like your current job. But there's different things that motivate people. Sometimes people are motivated because they want freedom in life. They want to be able to, you know, get up and work whenever they want. So their motivation might be geared towards finding a career path that gives them that flexibility. Some people might like skiing, for example, so their career, their life goals may steer them towards, you know, living in an area where they could enjoy that activity. So you just have to find what motivates you and recognize that and use it every single day to keep going.
Wow. So that's great. I mean, your job itself offers opportunities to advance and grow. And, you know, that is sometimes something to consider as opposed to just getting more money in a job that may hold you back and you don't have that opportunity, the room to grow.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, it's, and sometimes those decisions are hard. Sometimes those are difficult because, you know, everyone can use more money. Everyone can, you know, a couple extra dollars in their pocket can help tremendously on, you know, paying the bills and just staying afloat and, you know, not living paycheck to paycheck day to day. But a lot of people are very, you don't want to look only at the short-term picture. You want to look, you know, long-term, 5, 10 years in ahead sometimes and see if that change that you're thinking about or what you're doing right now will benefit you in 10 years, not only within the next 6 months to a year. So you have to take each situation and evaluate it and look at it and see if it's beneficial towards you, not only right now. You know, instant gratification is something that you have to take a step back. Anytime that you are in a situation where you want something now, you really need to take a step back and remove yourself from the situation and just wait a little bit, think about it, and just wait and see if it actually truly is the right decision for you and the right choice for you.
Awesome. All right. And now there was something that I found on your Divergent Mind website where you talk about the law of attraction. Well, let's start actually by explaining this to my listeners, the law of attraction itself.
So for me, the law of attraction is about knowing what you want. I mean, first you have to know what you want. If you don't know what you want, you're not going to get anywhere or get anything. So knowing what you want, knowing what you need to do to get there, you know, visualizing yourself getting there, knowing that you are capable of getting there. And for me, it's if you know what you want and you take that and you break it down in steps and you take it one step at a time and you take every opportunity that presents itself, you will get there. I mean, it's very, how do I want to put it? It becomes almost easy. It's not like you're working towards a goal. It's like your goal is coming to you. Instead of you going out and taking the steps and working to get to your goal, your end goal, it's like these opportunities and situations present themselves to you, and all you have to do is take them, reach out there and grab that opportunity. But you first have to know what you want. And that's where I think a lot of people really fail with reaching their goals and their lifelong dreams is, you know, knowing what you want, knowing the steps to get there, and doing it. So, I mean, for me, the law of attraction is first and foremost knowing what you want and being committed to getting there. And then all of your opportunities that you need to get there will present themselves for you.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, like sometimes you may have to create the opportunities along the way too, but that's all part of the process of figuring that out.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I do agree with you there. I mean, sometimes it's like if there's something that's in your way, there's an obstacle in your way, and you don't know how to get through it or get around it, you might have to, you know, reach out and find a way to blast through that barrier or move around it. But yeah, you sometimes will have to go out and, you know, find the opportunities you need to get through that obstacle, whatever's holding you back. But without knowing your end goal, you don't know what you need to look for, what opportunities you need to go find and seek out to get there.
All right. And, you know, another thing I wanted to talk to you about, since we're still on the divergent mind, is how do you go about manifesting your thoughts into reality?
So for me, I have a vision board, first off. And this is one that I made several years ago. And it's still hanging up right in front of my computer. I'm looking at it right now. There's several things on there that, you know, I'm starting to achieve on that. And there's several things I haven't yet, but I look at it every day. I've also considered creating a, you know, goal-specific vision boards. This is something I've been working on. This is something I've been working on, but haven't completed yet. And something I do want to try out. And one thing that I always do is visualize in my mind where I'm going to be in a year from now, where I want to be. Think about where you're going to be, visualize it, and see yourself there. And it becomes almost second nature, you know. You'll be driving down the road thinking about where you want to be. It's almost like you're daydreaming a little bit, but it's not quite the same. It's just knowing in your mind that daily visual representation of your goals and your dreams.
Yes. So it's not daydreaming. You're just kind of focusing. You're thinking. Trying.
Yeah, you're more focusing your thoughts. With daydreaming, you're kind of, your mind just wandering around. But yeah, with visualization, you're extremely focused on what you're envisioning. You're extremely focused on it, and that's the difference. Yeah.
Nice. All right, and you know, while we're on the thought process of, you know, the thinking and manifesting your dreams into reality, there is a mindset that really would be helpful to keep during this process, and that is a positive mindset. What have you figured out are some of the best ways to try to always maintain a positive mindset and outlook on things?
So at first, this was a little bit difficult for me. So the best way to keep a positive mindset is stop complaining about situations that you cannot control. I used to come home from work every day and complain about my job. And then I realized this is not very productive. I'm coming home complaining about a job for, you know, an hour, half hour every day. And it's like, why do I want to let those negative experiences affect my life even more than they are? So I stopped doing that. I stopped coming home and complaining about my job. And then I'm like looking at my job and it's like, is it really that bad? Am I just complaining about stuff to be complaining about stuff and finding things that I don't like? So I decided to go into work every day and look for the things that aren't so bad. And then eventually the positive starts to outweigh the negative, and you begin to realize the things that you were complaining about aren't really all that important anymore at all. The things you're complaining about are so insignificant that they don't even bother you or affect you at all anymore, at all. And it started to change everything with my life, because then I go into any kind of thing I do. So I would go to some kind of social gathering, and I'd always have, you know, negative thoughts about, I'm a shy person, I'm not going to be able to go in there and talk to anybody, I'm not going to have a good time. And if you go into it and think about, I'm going to have a good time, I'm going to talk to people, I'm going to enjoy myself, and you keep saying that to yourself, it becomes second nature, and it's extremely difficult to start to change your mindset from the negative to the positive. But you can do it. And you know, there's still times that I find myself thinking negative, And you just have to, you know, recognize that, oh, wow, I need to change my thinking there. And don't dwell on it. Just recognize that, yes, I was thinking a little bit negative there. Let it go and switch it and look for the positives in whatever you were thinking about that was negative.
Oh, that is some great advice. Listeners, you have a job and, you know, if you feel like you're not happy there for whatever reason, definitely use this advice. I mean, I'm going to be using it too. I tell you what. I mean, yes. you know, like, maybe not so much, like, I don't really try to think positive when I'm in a bad situation. Like, what I tend to do is I just try not to think about it, like shut it out and just focus on something else. But focusing on something positive is definitely a better way. Maybe that will help. I mean, I'm going to try that when I start going to work now, and we'll see where that goes. And everyone else listening.
Yeah, it's you know, really changed my work environment. I mean, I'm more productive. I get more work done. I seem to be, you know, I seem to be more respected by the people I work with, and I seem to be advancing more now than I was ever before. And, you know, it's really changed my life. It really has. It's incredible.
The power of positive thinking at work.
Yes, yeah.
That is very inspirational. So let me see, I was, before I even, like when I was asking you about the details of the Divergent Mind, I never really asked you how you came up with the whole podcast idea, like, you know, this whole thought process. Kind of go in to like detail of what brought you to the podcast itself.
So I, you know, when I was thinking about, I wanted to start a podcast, first of all, but I had no idea what I wanted to do. And I kept thinking about things, and I, you know, first I was like, I'm just going to, you know, do a podcast about, you know, tips and suggestions about things that can, you know, improve people's lives, you know, different kind of, you know, organizational techniques and more hard concrete things. And then, you know, I started thinking about it and started recording some, and it's just turned into this, you know, positive mindset and motivation thing. It's just kind of what it morphed into. I mean, my first vision of what it was going to be isn't anything that it is now, and it's greater now than it's greater now than what I originally envisioned it to be. And it's just took on a life of its own.
Wow. So it just kind of snowballed and took off. And now it's still growing. It's, you know, going to keep evolving, and that's just great.
Yes, definitely. It's definitely, so far exceeded my expectations of, you know, and every week it seems to be growing more and more, and it's really great.
And also, you know, besides just keeping a positive mindset for work, I mean, this really does work for your whole life. I mean, as far as any situation.
I work a lot because, you know, I spend a lot of time there. And so, you know, a lot of listeners probably spend a lot of time with their jobs. But, yeah, I mean, as far as my entire life, it's really changed my life. I can't even describe how much more confident I am, how... that, you know, so before, even when I was walking through a grocery store, I never really interacted with anybody. I never really talked to anybody there. And I just felt like I was just walking through a crowd of people, and I don't know how to explain that. But now, you know, I go to a grocery store or I take my kids to the park. I'm interacting with, you know, people that I come in contact with there, and it's not just, you know, me and my own little world. I'm interacting with everyone around me, and it's a great feeling to be able to, you know, talk to somebody and not have the fear of, you know, rejection or the fear of ridicule or the fear of them not liking you, because now I really don't care what they think. And that's one thing that, you know, having a positive mindset, it's like you begin to change the way you think about everything and the way you view life. It's like, it's, you know, the saying, life's too short to,
life is too short to worry about the little things, maybe, or something along those lines.
Yes, yeah. So, you know, so get out there and enjoy your life, and don't let, you know, social anxiety or fear of rejection or fear of looking like a fool, don't let those things stop you
from yes.
having fun and enjoying your life. You know, I'll be at the Walmart supermarket somewhere, and me and my kids will grab some pool noodles and start sword fighting, acting like fools at the freaking grocery store, you know? And it's great. It's you can have so much more fun when you don't care what other people think about you, and you don't let those fears hold you back.
Definitely. I mean, this is, you know, I'm kind of like the way that I've been changing myself. I realize, you know, don't sweat the little things. And most importantly, like, don't care what people think. Do what you got to do. Do what makes you happy. Take more chances, and without fear. I mean, fear is probably the biggest thing that gets in the way of people. And, you know, like, either interacting with people. Like, if you're at a bar or something and you see, like, a cute girl and you're like, well, I want to go up to her, but what do I say? And you kind of like psych yourself out of it. So this is where a positive mindset can change all that.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, this is where a positive mindset can actually change all that.
Yeah, and it does. And, you know, once you start down that path, and once you say, for example, that you see a cute girl that you want to ask out across the room, and you talk yourself out of it, and you go home, and nothing happens. Well, once you get into the mindset of doesn't matter, you don't care about getting rejected, and you go ask her out, and she says no, guess what? You go home, nothing happens. Same outcome. But, you know, you do that 4 or 5 times, and 6, 7, 10 times, eventually someone's going to say yes. Then you might have a great time. So for each 10 times you get rejected, you know, that one time, guess what? The outcome is so much better than what it would have been if you would have just went home.
Yeah, that if you didn't take that chance, definitely.
Yeah. So, you know, and it's all about repetition and becoming comfortable with the rejection. And, you know, this is still something I struggle with, and I'm working on getting better at it. And, you know, I still have a lot of improvements to make in my life, and a lot of things I want to do, and a lot of dreams and aspirations, and a lot of fears that I need to get over. And everyone does. You know, life is you have to continuously improve your life. And it's a work in progress.
Yes. And, you know, that goes on to what we were saying earlier. It goes along that fact that you got to keep evolving. You got to keep growing, keep learning.
Yes. Yeah.
And like, try to tell my listeners, because you already kind of touched into it in terms of confidence. Like, what would you say are maybe some good exercises or something, like mental exercises to do to help people to become more confident?
Wow. So this is a great question. I'll do a little bit more research on this. And so I'll do a little bit of research on this, and it'd be a great episode.
You and I both.
How to build confidence. But so I can tell you what's worked for me, and it's been, for me to build my confidence, it's been the podcast, and, you know, putting my message out there, and then realizing that there's actually people out there that want to hear what I have to say, which is a shock to me, you know. It's like, wow, there's people out there that are, you know, actually want to hear what I have to say. It's like that right there in itself was a huge confidence booster. So
nice. And, you know, like when I had announced that my podcast first got released on iTunes, I was so excited about it. You know, on Facebook, like this one girl had commented, you know, she's like, oh, congratulations. And, you know, it's on my bucket list to get a podcast launched one day. And I just kind of told her, like the advice that Chris gave us at the podcast meetup group. I was like, you know, don't hesitate. Just jump right in there and do it. You know, get out there and do it. Start your podcast. Think of something. And then, yes. You know, she actually like, you know, and then I said, you know, hey, thank you for following me and being a listener. You know, she actually like said to me, no, thank you. And I'm like, wow, somebody like thanked me. Did I like motivate somebody? You know, is my podcast like helping me to like help motivate
great,
people?
Great feeling.
It is. It totally is.
That's awesome. And, you know, with a lot of things that people, you know, they have bucket lists and you know, different aspirations and dreams. And a lot of times people make excuses of why they can't do it. And that's all they are, excuses. They put mental roadblocks in place. They put these roadblocks in place that they, reasons why they can't do something. And really, they're just excuses. If they wanted to do it, they can just go and do it. And that's great that you motivated her, and hopefully, you know, she can, you know, take some of your advice and listen to your show and get some things out of it and, you know, start her own show.
Yeah. Oh, I'm hoping. If I can inspire, you know, people, that's like one aspect that I was hoping to get out of this podcast. You know, besides the learning aspect, like, I didn't even take that into account when I first started. I'm like, you know, I can learn so much. Like, I'm learning stuff right now. And it's, you know, it's just, it's great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a journey of continuous journey of, you know, it's really crazy the amount of different people you meet and the amount of things that you learn, and it's every day it's like there's something new out there, and just, you know, soaking it all up and enjoying it.
All right, now we talked about positivity and how to always stay positive. Now we're going to go on the flip side of that coin. We're going to talk about negativity and how to keep a lid on that. What do you say about that?
You know, the first thing I want to say is, you know, make sure you're around other people that are positive. If you're around people that are constantly negative, you are going to be negative also. And, you know, sometimes it's moving away from those people, and sometimes it's taking the lead and becoming that more positive person and help you change their lives. But it starts with one person becoming a more positive person and taking each situation and being able to recognize your negative thoughts and dismiss them and think about something positive. Whatever you were thinking about that was negative, dismiss that thought, recognize it, dismiss it, and think about something positive that has to do with whatever you were just thinking about. And it takes time, it takes practice, and you will slip up and you'll think negative thoughts. And I still do every now and again, but I keep moving forward. I don't let those thoughts get me down or bring me down and consume me. And it's all about your perception and about the way you approach life and situations. It's just about what you want in life and about how you want to look at it and how you want to take that negative drowning thoughts and get rid of them and become uplifted and positive and happy.
Awesome. All right, and you were talking about this just a little while ago. I was kind of waiting to segue to that because you were talking about, like, you know, on the subject of dreaming big, like, what are some of your big dreams that you hope to accomplish?
So my big dreams are to be able to travel and speak to people and inspire them and change their lives. I want to be able to not only speak in front of a group of 1,000 people, but speak to people individually, one-on-one, and help change their lives. And one of my dreams are, so I have never really, I've had a fear of public speaking, and I, you know, recently, you know, at my job, I was in front of, you know, 100 people, and at Podfest, I got up on on stage real quick in front of, you know, 400 or 500 people, and it's, you know, each time you do something, it becomes easier and more natural. So I want to take my fears that I've had and help other people move past them. And I want to be, I want to change people's lives and help them become the person that they know they are, the person that they know they want to be. And I want to just be able to impact people's lives and help them become great.
Awesome. And, you know, by doing that, by becoming a speaker, that sounds great. And, you know, that's a great way to reach out to people, helping people grow, change their lives.
Yeah.
And, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, with overcoming fear, like, you know, you're talking about, like, different steps. So the more you do it, and this is with anything, you want to overcome any kind of fear, the more you keep doing it, eventually you start to lose that fear, and that will help you grow.
Oh, yes, yeah. For me, the fear I have, the more times I attack that fear and put myself in a situation that I'm afraid of, that next time it's easier to do that, because I know that that fear I have is irrational, and the outcome is not going to be as bad as I think it's going to be. And, you know, so you do it once and the outcome's not that bad, so okay, not a problem. You do it again, outcome's not so bad, hey, great. And then you become to realize this fear is gone, because I know going into this situation that the outcome's going to be fine. So why be afraid? Why hold that fear? And being able to release that fear and put yourself in these situations, you'll be able to move forward in your life. You'll be able to make the impact that you want, the changes that you want, get the opportunities that you want to change your life, because you don't have that fear blocking you, holding you there. So it's really about taking that first step and then taking that second step and then keep moving forward.
So along your journey of self-improvement, were there any people like, you know, speakers or authors or anything along the line that kind of helped you?
So there's two people who greatly have impacted my life in the last couple of years and to help me become the person I am now and help me move past my fears and look at life a little bit differently. And the first person is Chris Clementos, which you know.
Oh, yeah.
And the second person is someone I work with named Thomas Moore. And these two people have impacted my life more than they probably know. And, yeah, so I am very, very grateful to both of them.
And isn't that the thing, like, the impact that you can have on other people without even realizing it, or the impact that they have on you and they don't realize it? It just goes to show how we're all kind of connected. We can all help each other out. And, you know, we could all help each other grow and just become better people.
Yeah, it's, you know, people, you may have contact with a person for 2 minutes, and those 2 minutes may be so impactful to them and change their life and set them on a course, and you may not even realize it. Or those 2 minutes may brighten their day. And if you can do that every time you meet somebody, is just to brighten their day, make them a little happier, help them become a better person, even if it's only 2 minutes and that's the only time you've ever speak to that person for the rest of your life, the rest of their life. Just try to be kind to each other, focus on just helping each other, and focus on the love and respect, and just be a great person.
Very awesome advice right there. You know, sound simple, but it's just so many people don't apply that. It's amazing.
It is, yes, yeah.
And if we all did, it would just make the world such a better, more close-knit place. All right. Well, before you go, tell my listeners where they can find you on social media and your different podcast.
Okay, so my first podcast is called about Divergent Minds. We're on iTunes, you know, Spotify. I do have a Facebook page for that one. The third podcast I have is called Teddy Bear Stories, and it's also on iTunes and Spotify. So right now I only have the one Facebook page up for the Divergent Mind. And I do plan on, you know, eventually, you know, starting up some, you know, Facebook pages and groups for the other two podcasts. So.
All right. And can they find you on, you mentioned Facebook. Are you also on Twitter or Instagram?
So I do have Twitter. I do have an Instagram that I haven't posted anything yet, but I will eventually start doing that. That's something I hope to do within the next week or so. The Instagram is called The Divergent Mind. And I'm also on Twitter, and I do post, you know, links to the new episodes on Twitter, and I will start, you know, posting on there more regularly also as I start getting into the Instagram.
Well, Alan, hey, it has been a pleasure having you on my show.
Thank you.
I've really enjoyed the conversation, and it looks like on that note, it has been another successful delivery.